What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, share, discuss, advice, you want it, you need it, please grab the phone, 766-9370. My deal kind of quick today because we got a bunch of business we got to get to because we got some cool stuff going on today. First deal, very, very quick, and this is not a spoiler alert. If you are watching Ozark, I'm just going to say this. If you're not this far, it's not going to mean anything. If you are this far or farther, okay, you're going to get it. Last night, because I'm a little bit behind, I had to wait for my wife to watch all of season one before I could get into season two of Ozark. Last night, I got to see Darlene and Jacob having sex.
Darlene and Jacob.
Yes.
Darlene and Jacob. Now
they are the Snells.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And, wow, Darlene, for those out there that have a small or a zero attraction to her, after you see, how do I put this? Darlene engaged or entwined with Jacob, you are going to know that they are not only rednecks, they're cowboys. I'm just going to set that right there, then
God
I'm going to leave it.
Almighty.
And it was a dark room, but it was a silhouette shot. Darlene approaching her mid-70s. Wow. I was taken aback by it. And Jacob, man, now we know why they've been married so long, but I was left pondering the question and scratching my head. Why don't they have children?
Oh, God.
Yeah, they were doing it last night. That was on Ozark, at least last night for me.
I'd like to know what episode that was. I need to fast forward through that when I get to it. Oh. That is awful. That never... Why would that be written into that series? That does not need to be shown ever.
Okay, and I hope I'm not spoiling anything for anyone else out there that hasn't started season one. I think that Darlene and Jacob having sex, a lot more appropriate to be written in than the Langhorne brother that was killed and the FBI agent with his beard and all that lovemaking that was going on and all that male-on-male kissing. That, to me, I asked myself, why was that written in there? But you, Joe, you asked why was Darlene and Jacob written in there, and I just find that curious.
Well, I'm just surrounded by everything you've talked about right now because Emily has just made it up to the episode in season one where that was happening yesterday when I walked in from work.
Yeah, and that for you was natural. So that's what's peculiar.
I don't think so.
So if you are watching it, you'll get to that point. Wow, Darlene, she really can perform.
God,
so, that
is
that.
Awful.
Now to the station stuff. This is good. We got these Eagle tickets. We're going to play a little thing called Eagle Stew, and we've done this before with these other bands. What we're going to do is take all the different songs, okay? We're going to put them all together and make a montage. Quick clips, long clips. All you have to do is listen to it. There'll be about 7 or 8 Eagle songs. You have to tell us in order all the song titles. Okay, at 7 o'clock, it'll be your first chance to hear it. First person to correctly identify all the Eagles songs in order with correct title, you'll get tickets to go see the show that's almost sold out coming up Tuesday night at Golden One. And so you know, cheapest seats you're going to get that night, $49.50, $99.50, $149.50. Wow. Just put 2 quarters on it and call it $1.50. Who are you trying to kid? $149.50.
Damn.
And there's still some more money to spend. $229.50 if you want the good seats.
Good Lord.
So it is a pricey show. We've got tickets today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. And again, I'd forgotten about this. I read this somewhere. Vince Gill with Timothy B. Schmidt, Joe Walsh, and Don Henley. Also Deacon Fry, who is the son and guitar player now of the late Glenn Fry. That's his boy that's out. So that part's cool. But Vince Gill, I forget where this whole thing grew from and why they wanted Vince Gill on this.
Well, it's Vince Gill's talent level.
Well, and you know what? With the Eagles, I'd have to agree, because I'm not an Eagles fan. The only thing that makes that band rock and roll is Joe Walsh, in my opinion. It was always him, and it was always Don Felder. All the other Eagles, and I like Glenn Frey a little bit on his own. But I never got into the Eagles, and I know they're a giant band, and a lot of people love them. So with Vince Gill, I don't know exactly what he's going to do or what songs he's going to perform on or if he's out there all night. But that, to me, that's just weird.
He's genre crossing. He's one of those amazing artists that can cross genres. He's country. He's rock and roll.
That, you know what that would be like? That would be like Mick Jagger getting into rap at his age.
Mick Jagger probably could do something like that.
Most people that cross genres, you know, they do it when they're young. Kind of like Taylor Swift. You know, she genre crossed.
Fair.
What was the other one? The other country girl that started out on American Idol?
Oh, the blonde hair right now that's singing the Monday Night Football. I can't.
What's her name?
I don't know. Kelly Clarkson. No. That's
no,
one on the
Kelly
Voice.
Clarkson, isn't
no,
it's Kelly Clarkson, isn't it?
Well, there's Kelly Clarkson. And
it's
then there's
a real pretty one that got cut. That's
she fell on her deck. What's her name?
God dang it.
No, I don't know.
Miranda, no, not Miranda Lambert.
Not Miranda Lambert. Who sings the Monday Night Football song, Albert?
That's not...
What's that little blonde's name?
Yeah, she's the one that just fell down and cut her face up. She's from American Idol, too.
Yeah. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't...
Anyway, what I'm saying is, most people that genre cross, when they do that, they're at a younger age. Most people don't decide to join a rock outfit when they're Vince Gill's age, because he's got to be damn near 60.
Well, who says what age is too old to be doing something like
that? I do! I'm the one that says that!
That's just ridiculous.
It's just weird that Vince Gill's with them, and I was trying to find out who's opening. I haven't seen that yet, but fact of the matter is, we've got Eagles tickets, and we got them today, we got them tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. Now to this, it is a Tuesday. I'm sorry, it is a Thursday. That means week two for Pigskin Picks. You got to get those in. We had a fantastic first week, and we had Chrissy. What was her name? Chrissy Barnes.
Yep.
She was week one's winner. She picked up the official Dog and Joe football jersey, and she had her own customized nameplate stitched on the back, and her shirt says, Bad Bitch.
It's awesome, dude. That was our first winner. That's what she truly picked.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you pick a team? By the way, that chick's name was Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. That's her damn name.
Did you guys pick for tonight already?
No, I will. I will. Have you picked?
Yeah, you know who's playing tonight, bro.
Who's playing tonight, bro?
Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Ravens. That's who I'm picking.
I don't know what's wrong with you people out here.
Ravens.
Clearly what's happening here. This is a misconstruity of what's going to happen. 77% to Baltimore, 23% to Cincinnati. That's awful. You better get the picking correctly.
Albert, who do you like on this game?
Oh, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Albert, you know better than that.
All day and night, and here's why, though. This is why they've got such a strong standing and high percentage. They were really favored high and well with early predictions when we did our big super bet and everything. A lot of people think the Ravens are going to get it done this year. They're supposed to have a decent football team. So I don't think that it's because no one cares about Baltimore any more than they do Cincinnati.
No one cares about either of these teams. But Cincinnati's on an uptick. They just beat the...
They
beat the Colts for the first time since 1997, so they're feeling proud. Now this is their first opening or first game at home, so they're going to win this one.
Okay, so they're on an uptick. Well, jump on, pick. Tonight's the first game, Thursday night football, and then we go into week two. You got all the Sunday games. It concludes on Monday, and again, we'll get you hooked up with concert tickets and that coveted, only place you can get it, Dog and Joe's Show customizable football jersey.
That thing is so cool, dude. So cool.
We got a lot of people signing up this year already, so jump on. It takes like 1 minute. Put all your info in, and if you want to play this week, next week, you want to skip a week, it doesn't matter. You can come and go as you please, because each week is self-contained, and we pick winners from the week, not the entire season.
You're not kidding. We got a lot of people signed up. We're on pace right now to have the most playing that we've ever had so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit.
It's that damn jersey, man. I'm telling you. You know what? How long are we going to have to wait for Colin Kaepernick to call us and ask us to start selling our jerseys so he can raise more money for the hashtag I'm with Cap? You know,
that's a great point.
Yeah, I think we can start selling them.
Oh, the Dog and Joe and I with Cap jerseys. Oh, the crossover jerseys.
Yeah, well, see, here's
I like
the thing.
That.
Here's the thing, though. No, it's not crossover jersey. Mine's gonna say hashtag I'm with crap. See, I'm gonna add an R to it. K-R-A-P. That's how I'm going to do it.
I don't like that. I don't think that's going to sell at all.
It is a Thursday. We'll talk some more about football at 7 o'clock. You'll get to hear some Eagle Stew and see if you can identify those songs. Plus, you'll get to meet an adorable adoptable today, we hope, right around 8 o'clock. Here's ZZ Top on the River.